Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to play a quick soundbite for you guys, and we'll react to it coming up on the other side of it. So Matt Verderam was on the show earlier this week, and he gave me a stat that I have not heard from anybody else. You know that the Chiefs are big favorites this weekend. You also know that the Lions are big favorites this weekend. So I would put the Chiefs and the Lions in the same boat. I understand historically they're not, but I think you guys get the point I'm making. And also the Texans and the Commanders, they find themselves in the same boat as well. Listen to this stat from Matt Verderam.
I'm not overlooking Houston. I'm not. It's a playoff game. Anything can happen. I actually went back and looked it up. Since the divisional round became a thing in 1967, there have been 83 divisional round games where the spread was over 7 points. In those games, favorites are 65 and 18. They win about 80% of the time. You can lose. You can lose. It happens. But if the Chiefs don't give the game away, they're not losing this game. Even if they're a little rusty, even if they've got to figure some things out, they're better. They're better on all three phases of the game. They have a better coaching staff. And I think the Texans have a good staff, but the Chiefs' staff is probably the best in football. Like, they're better. They may not cover. Maybe it's one of those things where they win like 26-20 or something.
I think when you look at these two teams, it really embodies maybe a couple of things that are kind of like running themes that I feel about the National Football League. I tell you guys all the time that I think that there is a difference between a Super Bowl team and a playoff team. I think Kansas City is a team that has obviously proven that they can win the Super Bowl, and Houston is a team that has proven that they can make the playoffs and win a playoff game. There is a difference. One team won 10 regular season games. The other one won 15 regular season games. One organization has never been past the divisional round. The other one lives past the divisional round. There are pretty noticeable differences between Kansas City and Houston. I agree with everything that you just heard Matt Verderam say. Houston can win this game, for sure. I don't want to go into this too cocky or too arrogant and think that there are no possibilities in which Houston could beat the Kansas City Chiefs. I believe in their quarterback. I think Joe Mixon is a capable running back if he's healthy enough to go, and I do think he's going to play. Nico Collins is a dynamic young receiver in this league. They do have one of the better defenses, a great pass rush, maybe the best 1-2 punch at cornerback in the National Football League. There is a reason why Houston has won their division two straight years, why they won a playoff game for two consecutive years. The Texans have some positives, but listen to that stat. 83 of these kinds of games for Detroit in their game against the Commanders, also in the game between Kansas City and Houston, 83 games in which the home team has been favored by at least the touchdown, straight up, they're 65 and 18. It takes a really special effort from the road team to win this game, and it takes the home team playing down to the opponent. The other thing that you guys have heard me say is, I don't think that Houston can beat Kansas City. If you're telling me that Kansas City plays their A game or a B-plus game or higher, I don't really think there's anything that Houston's going to do that they're going to score more points than Kansas City this weekend. But if Kansas City doesn't play a B-plus game, if they don't play an A-plus game, if they play a B-minus game or a C game, and this ends up being a game in which Mahomes gets sacked three times, you have a critical drop, you have a couple of turnovers, you give up a defensive touchdown, a special teams touchdown, you can find yourself down 27-20 with 4 minutes to go when you need Mahomes to pull you out of the fire. I do think that Houston is a capable enough team to be able to do that. So a big stat from Matt Verderam: there have been 83 divisional round matchups in which the home team has been favored by 7 or more points. They are 65-18. History tells you that even if Kansas City doesn't do it pretty, not saying you got to go out there and blow out the Houston Texans, it doesn't matter margin of victory anymore, it is a single elimination tournament, that even if Kansas City doesn't cover the spread, they win this game and they advance to the next stage, because Kansas City has proven that they are on the tier one of teams. They're in that VIP room we discussed where there's only 5 teams that can win the Super Bowl, and Houston is not in there. And it is not very often that one of the teams from outside the VIP club beats one of the teams that is inside of it. And that's what I think people are asking the Commanders to go on the road to do with the rookie quarterback in his second start. And that's what people are asking Houston to do, to go on the road and beat a completely well-rested Kansas City Chiefs team.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy 3. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast, Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.